For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Rebecca Clark was born in Harrow, near London, in 1886 in a music-loving family. Her father was American and her mother German. Her father was a tyrannical, often cruel and abusive man, but a passionate music lover. She started studying the violin at the age of 8. She entered the Royal Academy of Music at the age of 17, though her father abruptly removed her 2 years later when her harmony teacher proposed marriage. At age 21, she was the only woman to be accepted into the composition class of Sir Charles Stanford at the Royal College of Music in London. Stanford suggested she switch from violin to viola because it would place her right in the middle of the sound of the orchestra, so she could tell how it was all done. After 2 years at the Royal College, her father discontinued financing her studies and threw her out of the house. With £12 in savings, she began a career as a professional violist. She became a sought-after chamber musician and played with some of the leading musicians of the early 20th century, including Casals, Rubinstein, Thibaud, Heifetz, Schnabel, Granger, Zell, and Myra Hess. She toured the world as a viola soloist as well. In 1944, at the age of 58, Clark married James Friskin, a piano teacher at the Juilliard School of Music who had been one of her contemporaries at the Royal College of Music. She settled in New York City, where she died in 1979. She did little composing during the last 35 years of her life. We're hearing the Dumka for violin, viola, and piano. Written in 1941, this piece alternates between looking forward to lean modern ideas and backward to the gorgeous melancholy and smoky passion that Clark imbibed from the gypsy music of Brahms and Dvorak. A strain from the gypsy rondo of Brahms's piano quartet, Opus 25, echoes throughout Clark's opening pages and again in the piece's conclusion. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March here on KMFA.